forward. This one thing alone is enough to reverse this on because they did not follow their own guidance code. Next, compatibility. Your next five pages in the handout is going to refer to what I'm going to talk about. Your nightly rental code says that special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. Well, let's define compatibility. Webster's Dictionary says that compatibility is a state in which two things are able to exist or occur together without problems or conflict. So is there a conflict? According to Chuck Pennell's tax letter, these properties are considered commercial properties. It is black and white that is the definition that has been given to these properties. Also, one of the attachments is from your guidance code, which gives the definition as nightly rentals, that they are a commercial use and they must be permitted as such. Commercial properties sharing a party wall with a residential home next door certainly is not compatible. A business that is designed for profit is not compatible to next door to a private residence where an individual is trying to make it his home. One of the covenants of Branson Creek's master plan says, under the subheading, which you have this in that handout, the protection of owners. It expresses that no rule shall interfere with the activities carried on within the confounds of the dwellings, but it may restrict or prohibit activities that create monetary costs to the association or to others, that create a danger to the health or safety of occupants of other units, that generate excessive noise or traffic, that create unsightly conditions outside the dwelling, or that create an unreasonable source of annoyance to persons outside the unit. Over time, since these nightly rentals have been allowed, all of these things have happened. Time and time again, we have brought before both boards pictures and evidence to prove this. These nightly rentals are a conflict and have materially altered the neighborhood of Branson Creek. The barrier. Something that separates, serves as a barricade, or stops something. And if you'll look at the blueprints, and it shows it's a 10-inch common wall. That blueprint does not lie. How does a 10-inch party wall separate or stop the noise? There's no way. This does not qualify for the 25-foot barrier your code specifies. There is no way that an adequate barrier can be put into place in these units. Health concerns. When the Planning and Zoning made the decision in the May 14th meeting, they never considered the letter that the Barkers or the letter from their doctor. They had been informed that Mr. Barker's health had progressively gotten worse and that he had been diagnosed with cancer and had to undergo cancer treatments. That adequate rest was an extremely important part of his regaining some of his health. So they had been made aware of this fact, but not once did they refer to this, but what was said in their discussion was that since this unit already had a permit in place, there was no problem in improving it again. So they voted for an approval and they ignored all the other things that had been presented to them. Well, let's go back to the covenant that Branson Creek has in place about conditions that could create a danger to the health of another occupant. According to the doctor's letter, this would certainly qualify in this case. Mr. Barker had been a professional fisherman with a contract with Bass Pro and has had to give this up due to health concerns. He should not also have to give up the peace and tranquility of his home due to a nightly rental next door. As commercial properties, these owners are there to make money. They do not live there on a permanent basis. Where Mr. Barker lives there every day, this is his haven. No one mentioned or considered his health problems. Why is a permanent residence concern not a factor in these decisions? And in your handout, you have the letter from the Barkers and you have the doctor's letter. Several times now, we have heard the comment that the county attorney has advised or given a verbal opinion about something. We all have opinions for what they are worth. A verbal opinion has no validity and would never stand up in a court of law. To get an accurate review of law can take years of proceedings and years of court hearings, sometimes even going on to higher courts of law. His verbal assumption has no bearing when what you do have as a board are codes and regulations that have been written and put into place to give you direction, and that is what you should be referring to and given consideration to. For that reason, and the reasons I have outlined, this does need to be set aside and reversed.
Any questions for Sandra? Thank you, Sandra. Karen and Susan? Susan?
I'm in total agreement with everything that she said. I don't understand what's going on with Branson Creek, why we are so different from any other subdivision. We're mainly made up of retired people. I bought there after my husband passed away because it was quiet. I felt safe. I don't get it why all of these nightly rentals you keep allowing to come into our community. I know you denied the one we were opposing, but even if you just deny one, then that stops people believing there's an open door policy for these renters to keep coming in and taking over our community. I'm stumbling over my words. I'm really emotional right now, but if we just deny one, then maybe it'll cease. That's all I'm asking. Thank you.
Is it Christina?
Christian Gordon?
Yes.
Good evening. I want to speak with respect to this particular permit. I am in favor of the issuance of the permit. I'm here representing Greg Stevenson, the owner, and I want to give you all some considerations and some thoughts. And unfortunately, I wish there were more people here that could hear what I'm about to say, because I think there's other people that spoke on this topic earlier that have left, and they're not going to get the benefit of my viewpoint. But when it comes to Branson Creek, it is a community governed by covenants. Section 9.16 of their recorded covenants, recorded in the public record January 23rd of 2006, says that leasing of single family or condominium units will be allowed. That is a property right that comes in the bundle of sticks when you purchase. Branson Creek has covenants publicly recorded, covenants that could be amended through the proper process. Article 12 of the covenants publicly recorded talk about how you would go about amending those covenants. If the residents within Branson Creek wanted to prevent nightly rentals, they have a roadmap to do it. But in planning and zoning jurisdiction, that's not the roadmap. The covenants provide for legal action. 14.03 gives owners within Branson Creek the right to enforce the covenants and violations of laws with respect to the covenants. Nuisance, noise, any violation of law is considered a nuisance under the covenants. So the owners within Branson Creek have a legal remedy. They can go to the circuit court or the associate circuit court and bring a case to enforce their covenants if they wanted to do that. Your job is to follow the guidance code as it is written. If the requirements are met, you issue a permit. That's what you did here. The requirements were met, the permit was issued. This is the second permit for this same property. That precedential value should have merit with the commission and with his board of adjustment. That permit that was issued comes with a lot of conditions. I've read them. There's a lot of protections that are built into these permits to alleviate many, if not most, of the concerns that folks within Branson Creek have raised with you. If somebody is being noisy, if somebody is breaching the peace, there's supposed to be a representative that the Taney County Sheriff can immediately reach so that situation can be immediately resolved. There are protections and mechanisms built into these permits to keep the peace in Branson Creek. Your jurisdiction is planning and zoning. The problems that you're hearing about tonight are really not yours to solve. The decision that you made in issuing the permit was proper under the code.
Scott, we need to close to 5 minutes.
Well, he's a case to the party, so it's their permit.
Courts in Missouri bend over backwards to make sure that people who own property have a free use of that property. And when it comes to what courts will look at in terms of covenants, if it's not specifically prohibited, courts will say you can do it because they look at covenants and construe them very narrowly. So I believe that you all have followed your code. I believe the permit was properly issued. I believe there's lots of conditions within the permit that must be followed to protect the folks within Branson Creek, and I think your decision was absolutely proper. Thank you.
Any questions, ma'am?
When was this permit? Yes, Sandra.
Can I come back?
Sure.
Well, first of all, he talked about a covenant that says it could be leased. What that covenant actually says that yes, they can lease it, but it's a 12-month lease, and that lease has to be on file in the HOA office. It doesn't just say it can be leased. It has a restriction that says 12 months. The covenants of Branson Creek are totally, totally silent on nightly rentals. Doesn't bring them up at all. As homeowners, we have no vote. in any of their decisions or their meetings.